Blog Talk Radio.
So glad to be here with you tonight from this nice but rainy and wintry kind of mix slash snowy weather here in the D.C. area. We're going to get things going today with Trading My Sorrows by Pajam. So sit back and relax. And if you'd like to call in, the number here is 646-595-4311.
Not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down and not destroyed. I'm blessed beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, that his joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for a night, but joy is gonna come in the morning. Persecuted, not abandoned, struck down and not destroyed. Woo! I bless beyond the curse, for his promise will endure, that it's true, it's gonna be my strength.
Yeah.
hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you guys are enjoying that. That was Trade My Sorrows. I'm telling you this. You know, God's definitely doing a new thing, and I hope you guys are enjoying your day. We're going to keep things going right now with Victory by Yolanda Adams. Sit back and relax.
Victory in Jesus. Yes, I do. He is on my way.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Yolanda Adams. And I have one of my buddies in my chat room, Singing Boy, up in New Jersey. He has his own radio show, so hopefully I'll get him to call in. The call-in number is 646-595-4311. We're going to hear this message right now from Dave Hollister, and it's called Don't Stop. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show, and I'm G. Wright. Look forward to hearing.
Yo, Duval. We've been sent here to tell the people just don't stop. I know it may seem hard. You may have some cloudy days, but the sun is going to shine again. I guarantee you, I'm a witness. Just keep your head up. A scratch beat, he's steady skipping. Even though it tries to play through, like someone put me on repeat. And frustrations, disappointments, and faults. If I could, I would put it on pause, rewind. But it all was wrong. Place my finger on search, searching for a new.
you guys enjoyed that. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I am G. Wright. I have a call online. Caller, you are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Is this thing on?
Yes, sir.
This is Singing Boy. What's up, G. Wright?
Hey, what's going on, Singing Boy?
Not too much. Who was that?
That was Dave Hollister.
Ah, okay. I thought the voice sounded familiar.
Right, that was Dave Hollister.
Yeah.
That's really a good CD too.
Yeah, I have it, as a matter of fact. I just haven't heard it in a while.
You know, now you can't listen. You can't come on and say that. You recognize the song, and then you have a CD, but you're not listening to it.
It's been a minute, you know. I was like, that voice sounds familiar. At first, I thought it was Kevin Gray out of Chicago.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Dave Austin.
Yeah.
So, I hope you're enjoying the show today.
Yeah, man, it's really good. Glad you hit me to it.
Oh, yeah, man, I appreciate it. I'm just trying to get this out. I'm thinking about changing the time.
Okay.
I do this twice a week. We're live Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7.
Okay. You said you're thinking about changing the time?
Well, I'm thinking about changing times because I know that most people get home around 6.
Oh, okay.
People don't get a chance to listen to it. But this is Blog Talk Radio, so you can always log it. And there's always a blog for it, and you can come in and listen to it.
Okay. Like it's, you mean like it's archived? Somebody can just sign on
right.
Blog Radio and, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's
definitely. Cool. You know, now, you have your own show, and I was telling you, can you tell us a little bit about your show and what? And
well, actually, I'm one of the co-hosts. The host is actually a gentleman by the name of Tony Smith, who's also a saxophone player extraordinaire. He's the host, and I'm one of the co-hosts along with another guy, John Parker, otherwise known as JP. And we come on every Wednesday morning during the wee hours. That's like Tuesday night into Wednesday morning from 1:15 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's called Gospel Jazzations. And it can be accessed on the Internet at www.wfdu, as in Fairleigh Dickinson University, www.fdu.fm.
FDU.fm, I'm going to write that down. FDU.
Uh-huh.
Dot FM. You know, dot FM. Okay, I'm gonna check you guys out.
Yeah.
You know, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that, you know, we have this technology and everything.
Right.
And my question is, how do you feel about technology? Do you see it as a blessing or a curse? And Brother Kelvin, I know you're listening. If you'd like to call in, the number here is 646-595-4311, or you can type it in the chat box, and I'll talk about it. But Singing Boy, what do you think about that? Do you see a technology as a blessing or a curse?
Actually, I think it's a blessing. It's a wonderful way, especially, you know, you're playing gospel, so you're getting the gospel out there, and by technology, you can be heard all over the world, you know, through the World Wide Web. So I think it's a wonderful tool to, you know, spread the message of the gospel.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the thing about it is that the things that God blesses us with, if we abuse them, they can become curses.
Exactly.
You know, because I'll just say that with technology, it's great, but, you know, let me say I am a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I look at the internet and I think about the kids and the fact that kids are being taught by technology. You know, things that are on not just on TV, but things that are on the things that are on that they see the video game and things like that. So I believe it can be a blessing, but at the same time, it's just how we actually use it.
How you utilize it. You know, and I teach also here in New Jersey in the Orange School District. And so technology is a wonderful tool for them to learn. But, you know, children you have to train and you have to monitor so that they don't get, you know, caught up into, you know, that, you know, negative stuff, you know.
Well, you know, Brother Kevin wrote, it can be both depending on how it's used.
Yes,
here we
exactly.
are reaching the world in a positive manner.
Yeah.
But at the same time, people use it for crazy things too.
Yeah.
Brother Kevin, you are telling the truth. That's it.
This is true.
That's it. And you know, the thing about it is that we've got to monitor how we use the internet, and so that it could remain a blessing to us in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not become addicted to technology.
Exactly.
And to things like that, and that we're not allowing our kids to learn by just, you know, by just whatever they see on the computer screen or in games and things
right.
like that.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. I'll definitely say this. It's so great to have all these advances that we are having in technology. You know, with all these different devices and things like that.
Right.
That we couldn't even imagine would happen. Right. For us. My lifetime.
Yeah,
because
I used to wonder. Go ahead.
I just say amen, Brother Kelvin, say amen.
Because I used to wonder, like, you know, we all grew up, you know, you grew up in the church, go to Sunday school, and you know, about how, you know, Jesus was not going to return until, his gospel was spread to every part of the world. And, you know, you used to kind of try to imagine, how is this going to get done? Is it waiting for us to travel to these places or going to these places? But, you know, with the modern technology, you know, you're able to just stream all over the world. And especially after February, I forget the date in February where they're making this change in TV and everything is becoming digital.
They're putting it back. They just pushed it back. They just pushed it back to, like, I think it might be either later than June the 12th or if not the earliest by June the 12th.
Are you serious? They're pushing it back?
They just said it on the news actually about an hour ago.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, I was just listening to it over the weekend. I had heard a report over the weekend. You know, they've been doing those commercials about,
yeah.
you know, February, whatever, and you got to get this machine if you don't have digital cable or whatever.
When they push it back, you know, I can say this, President Barack Obama is not wasting time as far as getting things going.
Okay.
I know I'm changing the subject a little bit, but God is so good. It's amazing to see that we actually have an African American president.
Oh, I'm just absolutely elated by the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't know that I didn't believe that it was going to happen in my lifetime. That was never me. I thought that it was going to happen sooner or later, especially, you know, when the year that Jesse Jackson ran for it. I thought that just opened up the door to everything that is possible.
Yeah, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I have to say this, you know, I personally, I'm not going to talk bad about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the first serious candidate that we really actually have had, not to say, okay, this is a joke.
Oh, I quite agree. It is. This is the first time that I've voted, you know, because I've always voted, but, you know, it's like, okay, let me just do my civic duty because, you know, there's those, you know, who died and, you know, who just, you know, went through a whole lot for us to get to this point. So just on that, on the virtue of that, I would just go out and vote. But this was the first time I felt like, oh, wow, my vote is really counting for something, and I'm voting in someone whom I really believe in, you know.
Yeah, now the thing about that is, first of all, let me say, guys, this is a music show. I do, you know, we are going to get back to some music, so just hang on in there.
I understand that, too, because we get into this whole conversation on our radio show, too.
Yeah, but I have to say this. That it's just amazing. The thing about it is this: what God is doing in him and
mm-hmm.
through Barack is the fact that he's inclusive. He's not exclusive.
Exactly.
He's inclusive, and he's being fair. You know, mind you, there are certain things I don't agree with, and people everyone has to give an account to God.
Exactly. And then the thing is, who in this world do you always agree with? Nobody. You're going to bomb, you know, we're people. Everybody has their own opinion, their view of things. And some things we just don't agree with, but we, you know, doesn't mean that it's not right, the person is not right or anything. You just have two differences of opinion, you know. But I really believe that, you know, this was set up by God. You know, I mean, who else could be an unknown and then all of a sudden rise to, you know, this level of popularity and favor, even with other countries, before he even came to be, you know, became president?
Well, I'm gonna say it like this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'd say for the record, I am a Hillary Clinton. No, I like the Clintons. The Clintons, you know, besides the whole scandal Bill Clinton, President Clinton went through, and he but I just have to say, despite that, he still was a great president.
Oh, and he was. He still ran this country. And then, as far as his scandal, I mean, look. He just got caught. I mean, it was unfortunate and everything, and not that we condone anything, but, I mean, all of us make mistakes. All of us, you know, fall short, you know, so, you know.
But I said that to say that that Hillary Clinton, you know, I was a fan. I didn't know who Barack was. And one thing I said, I didn't want to just vote for him just because he was black.
Right.
I didn't want to vote. I wasn't going to vote for him just because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to listen to what he had, because he came from nowhere.
Right.
I'm not saying, of course, people in politics knew who he was as an up-and-comer.
Right.
Chicago knew who he was, but as far as the world, the nation and the world, we didn't know who he was.
Yeah, we didn't.
But once we sat there and we listened, it's amazing how he made sense.
Yeah.
Like Brother Kelvin said, he said, I'm excited and looking forward to what he does. And Brother Kelvin, I am too.
I am too, Brother Kelvin.
Yeah.
And I believe that God is going to, you know, just allow. I mean, he has a lot of work to accomplish.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff that he has to get through. But I just believe that, you know, he is definitely the man that God would have to be our president. And I just believe that God is going to give him the ability supernaturally to just accomplish some really great things. You know,
I want you to know that, you know, the world is watching. You know, and I say the world is watching. This is the first African American. He's going to work harder, and I think believe even become even more productive. He's definitely a man of God. He and his wife, family, they are family of God.
Yeah,
they believe in God. So it's going to be amazing to see how things happen. But like a preacher said yesterday, if you watch the BET, you know I wasn't talking about preacher. I was talking about the host of BET's, the comedian. I'm thinking about the BET special that came on.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah, Steve Harvey.
The video, I know it's exactly what you're talking about because it's circulating on YouTube also.
Yeah, but what he said was true. You know, some people are forgetting that Barack Obama, he's just the president, y'all.
Exactly.
He's Barack, not.
Not the Barack.
Rock.
He is not our savior.
Exactly. He's not a savior. Yeah. So, you know, people thinking, oh, I'm going to go out there and Pat, send them some fried chicken. I'm going to go in there and talk to them. And to me, I say, we don't have to make the White House just because he's in the White House. We don't have to downplay it. Making him common. He's not common. He's the president.
Yes, he is the president of the United States, and he just happens to be African American.
What I want us to do right now, we can go to the song by Canton Jones.
Yes.
That's it.
Another one of my favorites.
We can go to the song by Canton Jones, and it's called Hater Day. So sit back and relax. And this is for all those haters who are out there, y'all. Number 646-595-4311. I want to hear from you.
I'm going to do something good for my haters. I'm gonna do
I don't wanna be fake today. So all my haters gonna have to take a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today. Fry my shake today. Get them a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today. And I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Take you to the mall today. We gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today. And I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today.
And share my heart.
And how we made a way, and how we made my troubles. This is hater day. And instead of wishing that all my haters were laid away, I'ma be like a teacher. I'ma give an A today and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something.
I'ma be censoring next from how they feel today. May even cut that grass today.
Get that trash today.
Or even leave them some cash today.
I will say something nice today.
I'ma hold my tongue instead of them price today.
Give them the right way.
Cause it's hate today. I'ma pay my haters way. May be hard today. But I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today. And if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today. And I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today. I'ma make you my friend today.
It's really not about the way that I
Everyone's doing. I'm doing well out there. This is G Wright, and I'm back in the house. And in a second, I'm about to bring Singing Boy back out here again. You know, guys, I don't know what in the world I just can't say it. But I'm about to bring Singing Boy back. But that was first song was Hater Day by Canton Jones, and then his last song was His Love Never Ends from my CD, All Things Are Possible. And I'm G. Wright, the host of the Hard Love Radio Show. Check me out on CD Baby, y'all. CDBaby.com/G Wright. Or, CD/G Wright. Or you can just go to CDBaby.com and look for G. Wright. Or check out my MySpace pages, MySpace.com/The Heart of Love Radio Show. Or www.myspace.com/G Wright Sing. Now, I'm going to open this thing up. I have Brother Kelvin in the chat room. What's up, Brother Kelvin? And I have right now Singing Boy. Singing Boy.
Yeah.
Now, Singing Boy is one of the hottest DJs or co-anchors or co-hosts of www.fdu.fm.
Yeah.
Up in the New Jersey area. But, you know, that's His Love Never Ends. Now, the question is, I'm going to put out on the floor. Now, Brother Kelvin, he said it does have that Stevie Wonder feel. But what do you think about that last song? Do you think it sounded like, it didn't sound like I just listened to Stevie Wonder's song and just wrote my own version of it, does it?
No, it's a, you know what, it sounds like a Stevie Wonder song because of the progression. It's like that, what's the name of that song? Until the Day.
Ass, right.
Yeah, Ass. It just has the same kind of chord progressions. But, you know, that's not a bad thing. A lot of times when we listen to, you know, people constantly, you know, you're bound to be influenced by them. Obviously, they influence you, and sometimes it'll come out in your music. It's like I used to listen to. There used to be not a day that went by that I didn't used to listen to Donny Hathaway. Until,
yeah.
You know, at one time I tried to be a carbon copy in terms of my vocal styling and everything, but it was a friend of mine who told me, he says, look, don't be a carbon copy. Just, you know, when you learn something or if you really like something that somebody does, you know, use it to enhance what you already do.
Right.
Just be an enhancement to you, so... You know, that at that point I began to develop my own individual sound. But sometimes you will hear, like I have been told at times where that, you know, they say, oh, you sound like Donny Hathaway, but you know, it's only because I listen to him so much.
Right.
At one time. But I have other influences too, you know, like Phyllis Hyman, Stevie Wonder. But Donny Hathaway is still my favorite. He's my favorite from the grave still. And I love his daughter, too, so she sounds just like her.
Right.
Yeah.
Your daughter does?
His daughter, Layla.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's a good thing. That was a nice track.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And that's actually the track that I'm going to actually push. That's
mm-hmm.
the first single from the CD I'm actually pushing.
Oh, that's great, man.
Thank you. But I want to tell you also, it's available on iTunes. It's available
okay.
on iTunes also. So just look up G Wright, and it's on iTunes.
Most certainly.
But I just have to say, the reason why I asked that question was because a friend of mine was listening to my CD.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the industry, and he just told me, he said, man, that sounds just like Ass. And I also just got a review from Toby.
Okay.
Over in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And he reviewed my album. He said it has that Ass feeling.
Yeah, because the chord progressions are the same.
Yeah, and I was like, he started when my friend started singing the song, I was like, oh man.
Oh yeah, but that's okay.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, listening to it, I mean, I can hear the chord progressions, and anybody else who's, you know, has a good ear for music can hear the chord progressions, but it doesn't necessarily make it sound like you're, you know, trying to copy. Hey, nothing is new. Even the Bible says that. There's nothing under the sun that is new.
Right.
So, you know, we all just draw from the same, you know, and... you know, we just create, we work with it and create our own thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and this song that I'm going to play right now, and this song is, his song is run by one of my cousins. She's about to come out, and her name is Eureka A. Wright.
Okay.
Featuring
it runs in the family, huh?
Yeah. Featuring Kevin Smith, who is another cousin. So,
right.
So this is just a track. I want you guys to listen to this. So what you think is if he shall perform it, you listen to the Hard Love Radio Show, call
okay.
him, 646-595-4311, and we're going to be right back with Slangin' Boy and Brother Kelvin in the chat room. Be right back.
Thank you. Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the G Right on blogtalkradio.com.
Hope you guys like that. That was my cousin. Oh, what in the world am I saying? That was my cousin, Eureka A. Wright, my cousins, plural, and Kevin Smith on that track. Yeah, I'm glad you like it, Brother Kelvin. Yeah, her CD is coming out pretty soon, and she's on my top on my MySpace page, and that's www.myspace.com/thepsalmistforyou. The Psalmist for You. And so check her out. So, you know, it's definitely a great project, and I believe you guys will like it. Are you there singing, boy?
I'm still here, man.
Yeah,
I tell you, it definitely runs in the family.
Oh, thanks. you know, the thing about it is, I'm going to play a song that I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is a song by Kirk Franklin. Now, let me say this. Kirk Franklin's last CD is a great CD. I love it.
Okay.
And this song is entitled Help Me Believe. So sit back and relax, singing boy, and we're going to come back and do some more talking and then play some music before the end of the show, okay?
Cool.
Okay, appreciate you guys. You listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm G. Wright. The number here is 646-595-4311.
I don't really know how to say this.
Let me believe. I wanna believe. stuck, Lord.
I've been here before and can't take that hurt again. Help me. Hard to believe in what I'm missing. I give you my will, but you're better for me. You can look in my eyes and see. I wanna
wake up with you, more in love with you, and finally, you will say my race, it is over and my work is through, Jesus, 'cause I believed in you.
guys enjoyed that. That was Help Me Believe by Kirk Franklin. Guys, also, if you want to check out a friend of mine, I guess a newfound friend of mine, Brother Kelvin, in Atlanta, check him out on myspace.com/ingrace. I-N-G-R-A-C-E. That's I-N-G-R-A-C-E. And right now we're going back to the line, and I believe, singing boy, are you still there?
I'm still here, man.
We're at a church. We're not going nowhere, right?
Not going anywhere.
GP, are you with me?
Oh, yeah. We having church. Ain't going nowhere.
Going nowhere. You know, so you guys listen to the Heart of Love Radio Show. We have about 3 more minutes to go, and I just want to say, what's up, Spicy Ree? Spicy Ree is in the house. She's in the chat room. I just want to say, what's up, Spicy? Well, she was in the chat room, you know. But, oh, you were in the chat room.
Yes, I'm here in the chat room.
We left the chat room, but I appreciate you being here. And, again, y'all, check out my brother Singing Boy at www.fdu.fm. Now, please give them your webpage, too.
Okay, you can check me out on MySpace at www.myspace.com/DonCoreySings. That's DonCoreySings.
You know, I like the way you did that. Don Corey Sings.
Right.
And you know what? You know, people ask me, they say, they ask me, well, why do you say G. Wright Sings? I wasn't thinking about it like that. Like I said, I was like, G. Wright Sing.
Right.
You know, with an exclamation point, G. Wright Sing.
Oh.
So I didn't put G. Wright Sings. But G. Wright Sing. You know,
yeah.
You know, if someone's saying right now, you better sing.
You sing too. And I'm also at Brother Kelvin's. I got his MySpace page.
Yeah, and Brother Kelvin,
yeah,
he's being laid back, Brother Kelvin. I'm going to have you on the show, Brother Kelvin, so you can so I can interview you next. So you're just sitting in the background right now. You just wanted to test the waters out here on the Hard Love Radio Show. But Brother Kelvin, I would like to interview you. So just hit me up on MySpace. You know my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/GWrightSing.
That's right.
G Wright Sing. And then also you can email me, you guys, at gwrightsonline@yahoo.com. I just want to say thank you guys for making this show.
Hey, man, thank you for inviting me to listen to the show. It's good. I have to keep on. You have to keep me posted.
Oh, most definitely. We come on live every Tuesday and Thursday
okay.
from 6 to 7.
Okay.
And we have Brother Kelvin on myspace.com/ in grace, INGRACE.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely, Brother Kelvin. Brother Kelvin, we're going to have him on the show. That's what we're going to have him on the show. And I know that Singing Boy, this will not be your last time.
No, it will not.
Call
you
got
me hooked now.
Oh, okay. You're going to have to be my co-host for a while.
And then I got to let you. I want you to come, you know, one night when you're up late, you know.
Okay.
Be on the show and let us have your music and so that we can, you know, feature your music while we're talking to you. It'd be a pleasure. It'd be an honor to have you on our show.
Thank you so much. You know, I got to give a shout-out to my girl, Spicy Ree. Her MySpace page is myspace.com/ Sultry JL, SultryJL. She's a poetess.
Okay.
So check her out. That's my girl, Spicy Ree. She came in before the end of the show and just wanted to give out love to Lady Flavor, wherever she is.
Yeah.
And to the Hitman, to so many people who make a difference. TAZ, Victory Waters Speaks, Mr. Bugs, so many people from the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you guys for tuning into the Hard Love Radio Show, and we're going to be here again on Thursday. So make sure you come back, please. Please come back. Please tell your friends about the show, and I love you too, Spicy Ree. So and Brother Kelvin, I appreciate you for coming in. And Don
yeah.
Corey, you know you're my boy. So just,
my pleasure, man.
You know, and I'm gonna call you in a minute.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys listening, and I'll see you on Thursday.
All right, then.
And blessings.
Take care.
Take care. Bye. And you're listening to Hard Love Radio Show.